From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stephanie Brush reading Captives of the Desert by Zane Grey. Now let's begin with Chapter 1. Catherine resented further disruption of her enjoyment of the color and beauty and loneliness of the Arizona desert, but again she was dragged back to reality by the irritating presence of her friend's husband. Wilbur Newton kicked a swirl of sand toward the offending automobile and glowered from the disconsolate driver to the ladies in the party. "That carburetor again. Now we'll miss the snake dance. Exactly what I expected, though." Obviously, it was unspeakable impudence for anyone or anything to interrupt the even tenor of Wilbur's lordly life. His face, his tone, his strutting gait, now all revealed his pettish anger as he swung away from the unpleasant scene and the car that had betrayed him. Mary Newton sighed audibly. Sighs could not always be stifled, thought Catherine, pressing her friend's hand. "Personally," she said aloud, "I think it's a lark to break down on the desert. It's the unexpected that's fun. Surely other motorists will make the snake dance by this trail. They'll help us." There was no response from Mary. Catherine's gaze followed hers to the boulder some 200 feet away, where the object of the sigh had halted. The balancing rock against which he stood shaded the tall, lean figure, but the sun, splitting its rays over and under the rock, threw pools of light on his sombrero and spurs, making them exceptionally evident. "A big hat and a pair of spurs," murmured Catherine with startling audacity. "Yes, a big hat and a pair of spurs, and nothing between. That's what I married," Mary replied. Her voice was as light and dry as the desert breeze.
"It ain't so bad, miss," the driver explained. "But it